really, that was the only damn time I got a square meal. Was eating grits without any butter in them, and just a little salt and stale bread, two good herbs per nickel, and all that shit. Well, five children. My mother was working, paying $2 a week rent, and it was hell. So, I finally couldn't get no results out of the Office of the Day from National Arms. I sneaked up to the wardroom for it in the main, and there was a Marine outside walking up and down. Of course, I thought he didn't see me. Backed him in, I went in, and he grabbed me by the collar. He says, "You can't go in there, son." Well, that made things worse. He says, hold on a minute. Come here, son. He says, "What's the trouble?" I said, "The boat's going to Cuba, and they told me they can't carry me ashore. The boat's out here now." I says, "I want to go. My mother don't know where I am." He says, put my barge down." That's his boat. "Put my barge down and take this kid ashore." And I went ashore on a Thursday night. And Friday they had the big dancings. Friday night they put the bomb to it and blew it up. Saturday morning paper. Not a damn one of those fellas that I sold papers to, the cook and all of them up in the cemetery.
They got
a statue there with a sailor uniform on, standing up with a flag and everything. Yeah, I had a narrow escape there.
You sure did.
Not a damn one of the fellas that I sold papers, my customers, she couldn't come nowhere near coming in the harbor. That's when they spent a lot of money. I doubt whether she could come in the harbor now.
Yeah. The harbors aren't very deep around here, are they?
Well, they've had quite a lot of boats around there. You see, if you've been around the waterfront, you see two islands over there with trees on them. Well, all that was coming out. They pump that water out of the harbor. Made that mountain.
Well, those are man-made. Oh, the ones back here with the Navy? Yeah. No,
that's Mangrove Key. They're talking about raising cows and stuff of that kind on that now. But the government was going to use it after they went away from there. They were talking about using that for some purpose or other, but I understand now that some people are going to raise cattle on it.
Did your mother work too while you were young?
Yeah, she worked up until I started making money.
What did she work in the factory too?
Yeah.
And how far along did you get to go to school when you were young?
Fourth grade.
You went to the fourth grade?
I got an education for the class of business that I had when Daddy bought the barbershop for me. Well, he didn't buy it, he got somebody else to buy it for me. I had nothing but the very best of trade there was in Key West, all the businessmen. I was in the gym. You know where the bank is?
Down, yes.
Yeah. Well, all the place where you see the you can go there in the afternoon or any time and see different roads. I don't know what the hell's the matter with me. I'm getting so I can't talk. And I used to get up and got down and stump around there. An old man bought the place for me. No time I built it, four barbers. And yeah. I had the very best of trade in gears.
Is that when you started establishing yourself well?
And then I moved from there up to the corner. There's a vacant building right on the corner. And there's a taxi cab there and a bar room back there. But where that vacant building is, there was a place there that was a bar room.